AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where we got about 22 inches of snow in some spots over the weekend. And like much of the rest of the East Coast, we're going to be digging out for quite a while. Mayor Muriel Bowser says it's a good thing federal government workers are staying home today.
With us telling our workers not to come in those days, we think that we have a manageable situation in getting to clearing those streets.
In Philadelphia, Eric Gooch says, okay, the snow is a pain in the neck for many people, but for him...
I love it, but it's an inconvenience for everybody, trying to get around, trying to dig their car and stuff out. But other than that, I'm enjoying it.
Vinay Wilson has been stuck for 2 days at the Fort Lauderdale Airport because her flight home to snowy Baltimore has been delayed. But now she says she's ready to get on a plane and go home.
I know exactly what I'm coming home to. I'm hoping that I will be able to actually get home because my husband says that our streets have not been plowed. So he is, even though we have a four-wheel drive, he's not going to be able to come and get me.
At least 30 people have died in the severe weather that hit the East Coast beginning on Friday. President Obama says Hillary Clinton is wicked smart, but her strengths are also her weaknesses. He's been talking to Politico, though the White House has made it clear he is not going to endorse a candidate in the Democratic presidential primary. The president said Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are exploiting an anger that's real within the Republican Party. A big piece of metal that washed up on a beach in Thailand over the weekend is likely not from that missing Malaysian jetliner that disappeared almost 2 years ago. A Japanese rocket maker says it's probably part of one of its rockets. The Broncos and the Panthers are going to the Super Bowl. This is AP Radio News. And if you want to go to the Super Bowl February 7th in California, you may be in for a big shock when it comes to finding a place to stay. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
San Francisco Bay Area residents are listing overnight rentals for Super Bowl fans at super-sized prices. A four-bedroom apartment near San Francisco's Super Bowl City is going for almost $1,500 a night with a minimum six-night stay. There's a luxury home in San Jose, California, listed for $10,000 a night. Or how about a treehouse for two in a 150-year-old oak tree, a half-hour drive from downtown San Francisco? It's listed at $495 a night. I'm Sandy Kozel.
California authorities say they're trying to find three possibly armed and dangerous prison escapees who broke out of the Orange County jail on Friday. They cut through metal, crawled through plumbing tunnels, climbed a roof, and rappelled four stories to freedom using ropes made from bed sheets. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This episode sponsored by Little Sleepies. Parents, when your kids ask to put their pajamas on before it's even bedtime, you know you've found something special. That's the magic of Little Sleepies. Made from Lunalux, their signature buttery soft bamboo viscose, Little Sleepies are unbelievably soft, breathable, and stretchy enough to fit longer as your little ones grow. With adorable prints and matching styles for the whole family, they're perfect for bedtime stories, movie nights, Saturday morning cartoons, and all the cozy moments in between. From the first yawn of the evening to weekend cuddles on the couch, Little Sleepies makes family time feel even softer. Visit littlesleepies.com, that's littlesleepies.com, and discover why families can't get enough of Little Sleepies.